Okay, today's daf is Shabbat, daf pei bet, or the top of pei bet. Amar Aleph, Amar le Rav Huna le Rabba Bere. So Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, "My time alo shechichad kame de Rav Chizda de mechadden shemate Right? Why do you not frequent in front of Rav Chizda? Why don't you go learn from Rav Chizda? Because his halachic analysis is very sharp. Amar le my azil legabe dechi azlina legabe motiv li b'mile to alma. So when I go learn from him, he just tells me mundane things, not even about Torah. Amar li manda ayle benekise lo yati lo leite behedya v'lo litrach tfei. Right? He told me that when someone goes to the bathroom, you shouldn't exert too much energy because you can hurt yourself. Dehai karkashta atlata shine yativ, right? Because you could damage the parts of your body that hold your bowels together. Dilma mishdamda shine de karkashta, right? Maybe you're going to dislocate those parts of your body. Veati lide sakana, right? And it's going to be dangerous. Amarle hu asik bechaya de vriata veat amar b'mile de alma kol shegen zilagabe. Says he's telling you things that are about sakanat nefashot, that are keeping you safe, and you say that he's just teaching you about mundane things. All the more so, you should go learn from him. He's teaching you about matters of your own safety. Hainu hayu lefanav tzor v'cheres. Right. So we're talking about what's preferable now to use on Shabbat. Rav Huna amar mekanech b'tzorov and mekanech b'cheres. Right, you should according to Rav Huna, you should wipe with a stone, and you shouldn't wipe with a broken piece of pottery. Rav Chizda amar mekanech b'cheres and mekanech b'tzor. According to Rav Chizda, you should wipe with the broken piece of pottery and not with the stone. Meitive with a challenge of Rav Huna shita from the following brayta. Hayu lefanav tzor b'cheres mekanech b'cheres and mekanech b'tzor. Right, so if he had a rock and a broken piece of pottery, he should really, he should wipe with the pottery and not with the stone, right? So tiufta de Rav Huna, it's difficult for Rav Huna who says otherwise. Tirgum Rav from Bar Papa, kame de Rav Chizda, alibe de Rav Huna beognei chelin, right? So no, that was talking about was the non-sharp parts of the broken pottery, right? There's broken pottery that's broken into pieces, and that's very sharp. But then there are other parts that that are less sharp, like the rim around it is actually relatively smooth. Hayulfanav tsror vasavim. Okay, so what if you have grass and grass and a rock in front of you? Rav Chizda v'Rav Hamnuna charam mekanech b'tzor ve'ein mekanech b'asavim charam mekanech b'asavim ein mekanech b'tzor. So one of them, so Rav Huna and Rav Chizda machloke. One of them said you should use a rock and not the grass. One says the grass and not the rock. Meitivei, they challenge the opinion from another brayta. This is as follows: mekanech b'davar sholetet bo. Shehaur sholetet bo shina v'tachtono noshor. So anyone who cleans himself with something that is flammable, right, that's dangerous for your body down there. Lo kasha habalachin habiyavishin. But that's not difficult, right? Because when we were concerned, that was only when it was yavish. When it was dry, then we were concerned about wiping with something that's flammable, because it was maybe used for a fire beforehand, and you couldn't tell. However, when it was wet, if it's wet, we don't assume that it was just used for a fire. Hanitrach le lepanot ve'enor nifne. Rav Chizda Ravina charamar ruach rasholet bo v'charamar ruach zum rasholet bo. So one needs to go to the bathroom, but he doesn't go. He holds himself in. So one says that an evil ruach comes upon him, and one says no, just a ruach of a foul smell comes upon him. Tani kamadamar ruach zum rasholet bo. Right, and there's a brayta according to the one who said that there's a foul smell that comes upon him. The tani will in the brayta nitzach lekenav ochel dom elatam nashesiku al gav afro. Right, that we taught in a brayta. We saw this brayta before, and it says that someone who it was earlier in the Masechta, that someone who needs to go to the bathroom, and before he goes, he eats. He's similar to an oven that you tried to light out without cleaning out the previous ashes, and it's the beginning of bad odor, right? So that's a raya for the one who says that it's a ruach zuhama, it's a bad odor that's going to come upon him for not going to the bathroom when he needs to. Hutrach lipanot ve'enriach lipanot. So what happens if you need to go to the bathroom, we really don't have anywhere to go, or if you need to go to the bathroom but you're not able to, amar chizda yamod v'yeshev, stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down, and that's going to help you go. Rav Nach Rav Chanan Menarada Amar Istalek Letzadin. Reish moved out of side. Rav Amnuna Amar Imash Mesh Bitzor Beoto Makom. Right, you should use a rock in that place to help you. Rabbanan Amri Yasiach Dati. Rabbanan says you should just distract yourself. Amar Le Rav Acha Bredu Rav Ashi Kol Shiginuk the Chimetzich Dati Lo Mipne. All the more so if he's going to distract himself, he's not going to come to go to the bathroom. Right, just, if he's not thinking about it, all the more so he's not going to be able to get it out. Amar Le Yasiach Dati Dvar Macher. No, what he meant is you should distract yourself from all other things, right? Because maybe you're just distracted with other things, and that's why you're not having success. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Amidifti Ladidi Chazili Hu Tia the Kamviyativ Adeshavach Kedera. So he said, you know, I saw a certain Arab merchant who was having trouble, and he stood up and sat down, and stood up and sat down, and then he wasn't having any trouble at all. He was able to go to the bathroom. Tanu Banan and Nichnas Tzudat Keva Yalech Eser Pamim Shel Arba Amod VeAmri La Arba Pamim Shel Eser Amod VeNifna VeNichnas VeYeshiv Mkomo. Right. So someone before he goes into a long meal, so you shouldn't have to get up in the middle of a meal and go to the bathroom. So you should walk back and forth, either, you know, 4 amot 10 times, 10 amot 4 times, whatever it is. Then that should loosen you up. You should go to the bathroom and then go into the meal and not have to get up in the middle of the meal to go to the bathroom. Okay, new Mishnah. Last mission of the parak. Cheres kidei litein bein patim lechaver. So if you don't remember, we were talking about minimum shiurim for before we spoke about going to the bathroom for the last daf and a half. We were talking about minimum shiurim that you would be chayav for carrying things out of the domain, right? So what is the minimum shiur for cheres, right? So the minimum shiur according to Rabbi Yehuda is the amount of cheres that you would put into between two piles as you're stacking them up. You stack piles of earthenware up next to each other. You don't want them to get mixed up, so you put a piece of pottery in between them to separate. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda shita, Rabbi Meir omer kidei lachtot bo et haor. Right, so according to Rabbi Meir, just enough to stoke a fire with. Rabbi Yossi omer kidei lekabel bo ravit. So enough pottery to hold a ravit of water or of liquid of any kind. Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Meir af al pi she'en raya ledavar zecher. So Rabbi Meir says, you know, even though there's I have no explicit proof, there is some sort of allusion in the Torah to my shita about stoking a flame from the following pasuk. But lo yimatze be michtato cheres lachtot esh miyukat. Right, the Navi says you're not going to, you know, how big will the catastrophe be? You're not even going to find enough pottery to stoke your to stoke the flame, right? To stoke a fire. So that seems to say that he's trying to convey to you just how little there will be there. And he says, you know how little pottery there's going to be. You won't even have enough pottery around to stoke a flame with. It's a first pasuk. He means to say that a very small amount of pottery is the pottery you'd use to stoke your to stoke a flame, and that's how I know the minimum size pottery is the pottery you'd use to stoke a flame. Amalei Rav Yossi Misham Raya Lafzov Mayim Migeva. Right. So according to Rav Yossi says, are you really going to bring a raya from that pasuk? But at the end of that pasuk says there also will not be enough to scoop up liquid, to scoop up water. In which case, he's talking about using this kli cheres, meaning, yeah, there's not going to be enough cheres, not going to be enough pottery to stoke a flame, or to pick up liquid, right? So, I have a good raya for my shita also, that from this pasuk, that a minimum amount of pottery is used to pick up liquid. Mistabra... Mistabra shiura de Rabbi Yossi nafish. Right, it makes sense that Rabbi Yossi's shiur is greater, right, in terms of like holding a fourth holding a ravit of liquid. Umikra shiura de Rabbi Meir nafish. However, it's implied from the pasuk that really Rabbi Meir's shita would be a greater amount, right? That unlike what you would assume that the Rabbi Meir's shita just stoking a fire, you'd assume you can only do it with a small piece of pottery, but to hold a fourth of liquid, you need a bigger piece of pottery. But from the pasuk, it seems otherwise. The Isaac Aitach Shiur de Rabbi Yossi Nafish Light La Bemana Zutra Vahadar Light La Bemana Rabba. Right? Would the Navi say, if you want to say that Rabbi Yossi's Ashir was bigger, wouldn't really make much sense. Because would it really make sense that first the Navi would say, you know, you're not going to find a piece of pottery big enough to stoke a fire. And guess what? You're not even going to find a piece of pottery big enough to hold a ravid of water. Well, if a ravid of water was bigger, then you really should have said, you know, I'm sorry, if the ravid of water. If the ravid of water was bigger, then it would be strange that first he said, you're not going to be able to find the smallest piece of pottery, right? Well, if I'm not going to be able to find the smallest piece of pottery, then isn't it clear that I won't be able to find a bigger piece of pottery, right? If I can't even find the smaller piece, then I know that I can't find the bigger piece, right? So it would seem from the pasuk, from the fact that he said picking up the ravid of water second, that is actually the smaller shiur, right? Amar Abaye, matnitin nami lachtot esh mikida, right? So yeah, the Mishnah and the Pasuk there don't give you different perspectives on whose shear is bigger, because the Mishnah was talking about stoking a big bonfire. You need a big piece of pottery to do that. So it's clear both from the Mishnah and from the Pasuk that that shita is bigger. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Misham Raya, Shapir Kamar Le Rabbi Yossi Le Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yossi had a pretty good response to Rabbi Meir, meaning, yeah, what's Rabbi Meir's proof if Rabbi Yossi said afterward the Pasuk just speaks about picking up a jug of water? What would Rabbi Meir respond to that? Rabbi Meir, Lomi Baya Kamar. So Rabbi Meir was saying it was employing the following means, Lomi Baya, meaning there's a way of speaking about something that it didn't need to be said, and yet it was kind of said anyway for emphasis, meaning it's kind of like how we say, colloquially, we'll say, and it goes without saying that, and then we'll go ahead and say it. Well, if it goes without saying, then you don't really need to say it, right? But it's a way of putting emphasis on something. This, and it goes without saying that also. If it goes without saying, why did you say it? It's just the way that people speak. That's kind of the way that we see this. Lomi baya kamar, right? Yeah, the smaller piece, and it goes without saying the bigger piece also, right? So how would that read? Lomi baya midi dechashiv leinish de lo lishtakach, midi de lo chashiv leinish lo lishtakach le, right? Right, so it goes without saying, basically, that the things that people do machshiv as significant pieces of pottery, and yeah, also the things that people don't machshiv as significant pieces of pottery, those won't be found. Also, now, once I already told you one, didn't you know the other? Sure, but it goes without saying. Hadron lach hamotzi yain. Right, so just finished the perek of hamotzi yain. Amar Rabbi Yekiva. Right, we're up to perek tet. Amar Rabbi Kiva, minayin le avodah zarah shemetame b'masa. So how do you know, kenida, so how do you know that avodah zarah, that pieces of avodah zarah would convey tuma by carrying them like a nida? Tumat masa is a chiddush, because when you think of carrying, you might think touching it, in which case, okay, that conveys by touching it. No, but tumat masa is, even if you're not touching it, if you're carrying it, meaning you're bearing its weight, it could be in a bag, you're not having direct contact with it, but because you are bearing its weight, it conveys tuma to you. That is tumat masa. How do we know that avodah zarah conveys tumat like tumat masa? Shene emar tizram kemo dava tse tomer lo. It said about avodah zarah that you need to cast it away and tell it to leave like you would a menstruating woman, meaning you wouldn't be in the same room with her. Ma nida mitama b'masa, af avodah zarah mitama b'masa. Just like so why did it compare avodah zarah to a woman who's a nida? Because just like a woman who's a nida is mitama b'masa, can convey too much of something that she's carrying, so too avodah zarah is mitama b'masa. Okay, Gemara. Tana hatam mi shehaya beito samuch l'avodah zarah v'nafal asur li. Right, so we taught in a Mishnah at a different place that someone whose house was next to a place of avodah zarah, if a wall falls, a wall that was kind of used by both properties falls, you can't rebuild it right there because it's a wall being used for avodah zarah. You can't build it back up. That's you're contributing towards that avodah zarah. Rather, you need to walk four amot into your property, take up four amot of your property, and that's where you would build the wall around your property. Hayashalo vishal avodah zarah nidon mechtal mechta. Now, if the property was shared by you and the avodah zarah, so what do? You can't just distance yourself four amot into your property. You share the property. Rather, you distance yourself four amot from the place that the wall was. Avanav ve'etzav ve'afrav mitame b'sheret. And furthermore, about that wall, the stones and the pieces of wood and the dust that was around there, that is mitame like a sheretz. Right, Shneemar Shakat to Shaktenu veGomer. Right, so there was a comparison from avodah zarah to a sheretz. Right, to the words that the Torah uses about tumat sheretz, it's the tuma of like bugs, and that is compared to avodah zarah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kenida. Right, so Rabbi Akiva says no, it's metame like a nida. Right, so is the avodah zarah metame like a nida, or is avodah zarah metame like a sheretz? Right, how does he know that it's like a nida? Always said in the Mishnah, Shneemar Tizram Kemo Da. Ma nida mitama b'masa, afu dezara mitama b'masa. Right, so So that's that we said that pasuk earlier in the Mishnah. That's how Rabbi Kiva knows that a avodah zara is metame b'masa, like a nida. But elsewhere in a Mishnah, we saw that avodah zara was metame like a sheretz. So how exactly do we see the tuma that avodah zara conveys? Do we see it conveying tuma like a nida, like Rabbi Kiva says, or do we see it conveying tuma like a sheretz, as we saw in a different Mishnah? Amar Rabba tizram da amar kara nakrinu minach kezar. So Rabba just comments exactly what is meant by that pasuk that Rabbi Kiva uses. What does it mean, tizram, as it pertains to Anida? Make it foreign to you. Tse tomar lo, hikanes al tomar lo, right? Meaning, tell it to leave and don't tell it to come back. He's just elaborating the pasuk. Amar Rabba, actually, everyone agrees that avodah zara conveys tuma b'masa, right, by carrying it. So what exactly is their disagreement? Kipligi be'even misama, right? Where they have a machloket is by a very large stone, right? So the case of a very large stone is if a zav or a nida sits on a very large stone, and that stone fully supports their weight, and there's like a kli underneath it. Even though the kli doesn't get the force of any of the weight because the stone can fully support the weight, still that kli is going to become tame, right? So Rabbi Kiva savar kindida ma'anina metame even mesama afavodah zara metame even mesama. So Rabbi Kiva says that it's like we treat it like a nida, because just like a nida would be metame that kli even when it's underneath a large stone that can fully support the nida's weight. So to avodah zara would be metame. So to avodah zara could be metame the kli underneath the stone, even if the stone can fully support the weight of avodah zara. Rabbanan savri kesheretz ma sheretz of the lo metame be even mesama afavodah zara lo metame be even mesama. Right? So and the Rabbanon hold that it's like a sheretz. They compare it to a sheretz in that it would not be metameh through this Evan Mesama, through this very large stone for Rabbi Akiva. Lamai hilchtait kashla sheretz. Okay, then how does Rabbi Akiva contend with the fact that there is a hekesh, there is a there is some sort of link halachically between avodah zara and sheretz, as we saw the Mishnah pointed out from that pasuk that there's a link there le mishamshe. Yeah, that was taught not with the avodah zara itself, but things that were used for the avodah zara. Things that were used for the avodah zara, but not the avodah zara itself, that has the too much sheretz, but it would not be metame with even mesama. Okay, so what did the rabbanon do with the fact that there is a hekesh between avodah zara and nida that Rabbi Kiva uses? Live masa, right? That's to teach you that too much masa. That's to teach you that it can convey tuma by carrying, right? So according to the rabbanon, because avodah zara can convey tuma by carrying, it's like nida, and that's why it was hekesh to nida. According to Rabbi Kiva, the things that were used for avodah zara, but not the avodah zara itself, that is like too much sheretz, right? However, the machloket exists by an Evan Nesama, whereas the Rabbanan look at it like a Sheretz, where it wouldn't be Metame, the Avodah Zara, and the and Rabbi Kiva looked at it like a Nida, where it would be Metame, Evan Nesama. Ve'loksha Rachmana le Nevela. Why then the Torah should have just compared it to a nevela, right? Because the tuma that emits from a nevela, according to the Rabbanan, a tuma that emits, or really according to everyone, the tuma that emits from a nevela is metame through carrying it, like the avodah zara would be, but it is not metame, through an even mesame. So according to the Rabbanan, it would basically be the same thing as the avodah zara. Inachinami says, yeah, inachinami, you could have done that. That definitely would have those common properties. Ela manida ena le. But they wanted to, but the advantage to teaching it, to comparing it to a nida, even if you hold by the Rabbanan, is that just like a nida is not metame le'evarim, meaning a severed limb, let's say, of a nido would not be metame. So to avodah zara, if a piece of avodah zara broke off, it's not going to be metame. So there's still what to gain from comparing it to a nida halachically, so you know that din that otherwise you wouldn't have known. Ve'lahad v'ayir Rav Chama bar Guria avodah zara yeshna le'evarim tifshule mehad rabbanan eina le'evarim. So which Rabbi Chama bar Guria asked whether or not a avodah zara would be metame le'evarim, meaning Rabbi Chama bar Guria asked if a piece of avodah zara fell off, would that be metame? And we didn't have an answer for him, but now we can just answer based on what we know from the Rabbanon that avodah zara is not metame le'evarim because we compare it to a nida, which is not metame le'evarim, right? Rabbi Chama bar Guria alibud Rabbi Akiva ba'ilei. No, that's not a good question. Rabbi Chama bar Guria was asking according to Rabbi Akiva's shita. Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that halachic din from Mida because he learns from Nida that it's going to be Amitame Ve'Eben Nesama, right? So he asks according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't have that same limud that Rabbanon would use to compare it to a Nida for the sake of Tumad Evarim. So it's still a legitimate question according to Rabbi Chama Bar Guria. Rabbi Lazar Amar Ve'Eben Nesama Dechuli Amelo Pligi Delo Matame. So Rabbi Elazar has actually a different version of what the Machloket actually was. According to Rabbi Lazar, everyone agrees, Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva agree, that it is Mitame Ve'Eben Mesama, right? It is not Mitame Ve'Eben Mesama. Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon both agree that it's not Mitame for Eben Mesama, and they rather the comparison to a Sheretz and comparison to the Nida are used for a different purpose, right? What is that purpose? Keep Ligi B'Masa. Where they actually have the Machloket on is whether or not carrying conveys a Tumah. Rabbi Akiva Savar Kanida. Rabbi Akiva says it's like a Nida, so it's going to convey Tumah through carrying Ma Nida Mitame Ve'Masa. Avodah Zara Mitame Ve'Masa, just like a Nida would be Mitame through carrying, so Avodah Zara would be Mitame through carrying it. Rabbanon Savri B'Sheretz. Right, so the Rabbanon hold, no, it's like a sheretz, just like a sheretz would not be metame through carrying. So to a vodazara would not be metame through carrying. But then you have to ask the same question we asked earlier, Rabbi Akiva, lamai yichdait kish the sheretz. In that case, then according to Rabbi Akiva, for what reason was there a hekesh from a avodah zarah to sheretz? If you're not going to learn from sheretz by masa, well, then we know what his answer is. Lemishamshe, right? Because we needed to teach the things that service the avodah zarah, but not the avodah zarah itself, could have been metameh through masa. Rabbanan lemai hilchata itkil shenida. And according to Rabbanan, same question: why? What's if you don't learn from nida that it's metameh b'masa? Then what do you learn from nida? There's a hekesh from avodah zarah to nida. Madina ein levarim af avodah zarah. In a le'evarim, right? So just like a nida is not going to be metame le'evarim, af vodazara in a le'evarim. So too, vodazara would not be metame if a piece broke off of it. Just like a broken limb of a nida would not convey tuma. So a broken limb of vodazara would not convey tuma, and that's what he learns. That's what the Rabbanan learn from the hekesh from a vodazara to nida.